The Book of Revelation, Chapter 2. To the angel of the gathering of the called out ones in Ephesus write, This is what he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, even he who walks among the seven golden lampstands, says, I know your works, your arduous labor, and your perseverance, and that you don't put up with men who are corrupt, even testing those who call themselves sent ones, but are not, and finding them to be liars. And you have patiently endured many things for my name's sake, and have not grown weary. But I have this against you, that you have abandoned your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, and repent, and live as you did at first, or else I will come to you suddenly, and will remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent. But you do have this which is good, that you detest the works of the Nicolaitans, which I also detest. He who has a hearing ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the gatherings of the called out ones. To him who overcomes, I will grant him to eat from the tree of life, which is in the center of the paradise of God. And to the angel of the gatherings of the called out ones in Smyrna write, This is what the first and the last, the one who was dead and lived again, says. I know your affliction and your poverty, but you are rich in spiritual things, and the slander of those who call themselves Jews, but they are not, but instead are a congregation of Satan. Don't be afraid of the things which you are about to suffer. Look, the devil intends to throw some of you into prison, so that you will be tested, and you will have affliction for 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of God's life. He who has a hearing ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the gatherings of the called out ones. He who overcomes will not be harmed by the second death. And to the angel of the gathering of the called out ones in Pergamum write, The one who has the sharp two-edged sword says, I know where you live, even where Satan's throne is, and that you are holding tightly to my name, and do not deny my faith, even at the time in which Antipas, my faithful witness, was killed among you where Satan resides. But I have a few things against you, because you have some there who hold the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to lay a snare in front of the children of Israel, that is, to partake of idolatrous sacrifices, even to have sexual intercourse outside of the marriage bond. In a similar way, you also have some who hold the teaching of the Nicolaitans. Therefore, repent, or else I will come to you suddenly, and I will wage war against them with the sword of my mouth. He who has a hearing ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the gatherings of the called out ones. To him who overcomes, I will grant him to eat from the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone, and a new name will be written on the stone, which no one knows except he who receives it. And to the angel of the gathering of the called out ones in Thyatira write, The Son of God, who has eyes like a flashing flame of fire and feet like radiant molten brass, says these things. I know your works, your love, faith, service, and endurance, and that your last works are more than the first. But I have this against you, that you tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess. Yet she teaches and seduces my servants to have sex outside of the marriage bond, even to partake of idolatrous sacrifices. And I gave her time to repent, but she did not repent of her impure sexual behavior. Look, she will be thrown into a bed with sickness, and those who commit adultery with her into great affliction, unless they repent of their acts, and I will destroy her children with death. Then all the gatherings of the called out ones will know that I am the one who examines the innermost thoughts and the hearts, and I will repay each one of you according to your works. But I say to the rest of you who are in Thyatira, to those who don't have this teaching, who don't know what they call the deep things of Satan, I lay no other burden on you. Nevertheless, that which you have, hold securely until the time that I come. And he who overcomes, and he who keeps on doing my works until the end, I will give him authority over the nations. He will rule them with a scepter of iron, just as the vessels of the potter are broken into shards, since I also have received this from my Father, and I will give him the star of the dawn. He who has a hearing ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the gatherings of the called out ones. This is the end of Revelation chapter 2.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.